Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Todd Resnick, the president of 1-7, a $1 billion registered investment advisor that provides a comprehensive business management platform to financial advisors. He has also pioneered 7-Tool Advisor, a self-development and practice management program for advisors as well. Mr. Resnick, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet, and thanks for your time. Looking forward to learning a few things from you today. So for starters, if you would, how did you get your start in financial services? Let's start there today.
Yeah, so my start was probably not too dissimilar from other people out there. I was actually in a completely different line of work. And about 15 years ago or so, a family friend of mine was on vacation with me, and I was really disenchanted with what I was doing. And he said, "Hey, if you want to be happy in life, you should go into financial services." That was his exact words. And I didn't even know what that meant at the time. And what I said is, "Why?" And he said, "It's because it's all based on relationships and trust. Everything else you can learn." And, you know, I really never forgotten that. I talk about that story a lot because, you know, none of us are born as financial advisors or lawyers or doctors. We have to learn it somewhere along the line, whether it's going to school or otherwise. And so, you know, that's how I've always looked at this industry. So I built my practice based on relationships, based on trust. And along the way, I've had people that have helped me, you know, learn the nuances, learn the intricacies of the work, and be successful.
Definitely motivating to hear what inspired you to get into financial services. Good stuff there. And taking that even further, what actually inspired you to go independent? That's even a step further.
Well, going independent was really about just wanting to create something for ourselves. We were at a large wirehouse, and I think, you know, could we have stayed there for the rest of our lives and careers and been happy? I think so. We could have been fine. But ultimately, it was about building something that had value, building something of equity for ourselves, and being able to create that vision. Because ultimately, when you're at a large firm, you know, your vision is really their vision. And so if you have that entrepreneurial spirit, which is something we talk a lot with our advisors, if you want to be an entrepreneur, whether it's 100% for yourself or even just part of something like 1-7, you know, you got to take advantage of it. And so we really decided that building our own firm with its own meaning and own philosophy and core values was something that was really important to us. Yet along the way, we've adjusted it where we recognize that advisors who want to join us, they also have their own vision of what entrepreneurship and independence looks like. So we allow our advisors that join us to build their own brand, have their own website and logo and email address and things like that, because, you know, their need for that, their yearning for that independence and that pride in what they built is as strong as what ours was 5 years ago. And so we think that that's a great way to, you know, build partnership is through that collaboration, if you will, is what really drives us and our advisors to be successful.
Certainly some helpful information and feedback, and certainly appreciate that. Now, looking at your experience, what have you learned from your work so far? Talk to us about that.
I think all of us, it's a never-ending process. I think the biggest thing for me is you don't know what you don't know. I think that's something that I continue to learn along the way as I talk with advisors and as I even work with clients, is there's so much out there that people don't understand. And in any line of work, whatever you do for a living, there's that whole world out there or that whole area of knowledge that you don't know or you don't understand. And so you may just avoid it out of fear and out of anxiety over what it could mean. And so for us, it's a never-ending learning process. You know, we've, over the 5 years we've been in business, we've changed technology, we've changed processes, we've grown, we've really matured as a company. And that's what it's really come down to. And so we've taken that sort of, you know, you don't know what you don't know philosophy and turned it into 7-Tool Advisor in a way, which is all about growth, right? So our number one thing we talk to advisors about as they're exploring 1-7 is we're focused on always be growing mindset. No matter what age you are, no matter where you are in your business, maturity or time span, wanting to grow as a person or professional is you know, number one in our minds of importance.
Today, we are visiting with Mr. Todd Resnick, the president of OneSeven, a $1 billion registered investment advisor that provides a comprehensive business management platform to financial advisors. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. So tell us, what inspired the seven-tool advisor, and what does a seven-tool advisor mean?
Yeah, so I was actually sitting at my son's baseball game a year and a half ago. And we were talking about, I don't know how it started, but we were talking about five-tool baseball players, you know, the complete player who can, you know, defense, hitting, running, the whole thing. And, you know, we came back to the office, or I came back, and we started talking about a five-tool advisor. And that, of course, matured into a seven-tool advisor, because you see our theme of the number seven. And so a seven-tool advisor, it's really two levels. The first aspect is the idea of what it means as a professional, as a person, to have seven tools. So your skills of listening, of compassion, of growth, of mindfulness and presence, what are those personal qualities that make advisors elite and make people really the type of people you want to have in your life, right? You want to be around people that listen, that care, that put you first, that treat you with respect. That's what we want our advisors to think about. So that's what the seven tools are. Once you dig into it a little further, we need to build a platform that allows you to take those tools and put them to use and let them shine in your work. And so that's what the seven solutions are. So when you look at our model, we have personal development as a core component, and then it's the systems and processes that help you grow that. So we have the RIA itself. We have a really unique 401k platform for people that focus on working with businesses. We have a platform for insurance and annuities. We have a platform for financial planning. And the thing that really gets people as excited is we actually have our own lead generation business now. So we actually have a means and a way to put prospects in our advisors' laps and advisors outside of our network. We can help them get more qualified prospects. So that's, you know, to us, advisors, they don't want to just be sitting by themselves in an office. They want a team of experts and people and a community of support around them in order to grow. And that's what Seven Tool Advisor is all about.
Sounds like an incredible and awesome resource right there. Good stuff. How can advisors continue to find fulfillment in their careers, especially amid COVID-19 and work-from-home restrictions?
You know, my feeling is, whether it's COVID or even when COVID ends, hopefully, you know, sooner than later, I think fulfillment in our work and fulfillment in our lives is really about slowing down, and it's something I've been really focusing on teaching myself as well. It's that, you know, sometimes things not happening, sometimes things going slowly is actually a benefit for us. And I'm like everyone else. I want overnight fulfillment. I want success to happen, you know, quickly. But sometimes it's about, you know, taking that long road sort of perspective. And I think COVID and, you know, quarantine and all those different things have taught us that we can take more time for ourselves. We can take more time for our family and our community and our personal wellness, and all of that translates into our work. You know, someone once told me that, you know, they believe that when you're happy at home, it leads to better work, or when you're happy at work, it leads to you being happier at home. And I said, it doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be all of it combined, right? So if I really believe that when I'm at peace with myself personally and professionally at the same time, it just leads to good things happening and success for everybody.
Well, that kind of mindset right there is a great place to conclude today. Really some good advice and some great information. Really appreciate your time spent with us here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on you or your firm, OneSeven, where's the best place to get more information?
Yeah, the best way to reach out to us is through Seven Tool Advisor. That's the way that we really help anybody, whether you're an insurance professional, if you specialize in 401ks, whatever your line of work is in the financial services realm, we really want to talk to advisors and professionals out there that want more tools for success. So our website is www.seventooladvisor.com, pretty simple. If we can also be found at www.weare17allspelledout, weare17.com. So either way, people can find us and, start a conversation to learn more about how we can work together and support one another.
Sounds easy enough. Of course, we'll leave these links within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Again, Mr. Resnick, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Awesome. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate the opportunity.
It certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Todd Resnick, the president of 17, a $1 billion registered investment advisor that provides a comprehensive business management platform for financial advisors. And for all the details, visit 7tooladvisor.com or weare17.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.